Okay. Any question? What are we talking about?
Even the last messages in book six.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the story of Tamir? Do you remember the story of that ugly old woman with making decoration? Do you remember the story of the fellow who thought he was a winner, but actually he was a loser? Do you remember that? This is what you are supposed to do. Always. Why? I will give you the reason. You are reading a long, long, long book, right? So, in your mind, you have to bring all of it together. Understand it all. And for that, you have to practice. The practice is every session, you should be ready. How? By paging the thought that was last time, and last time, and last time, up to the book one, right? So, if you remember, there is a system. There are several different systems. Almost every knowledgeable fellow here will have his own way of dividing the stuff. But there is a general stuff that you should remember. How this book is written. Rumi will sit down and will tell these poems. No. He will walk and he will talk and he will recite the poems. Then next day, they bring him the poems. He will check it out and they put it down. This is the first stuff that you should know. The second is the difference between book one and the rest of it. 2 years. When he finishes book one, that's it. Go and do it. Practice. Because what I'm talking about is beyond the logic. Logic, you should listen carefully and I understand. But beyond the logic is not like that. What is the difference? This is something that if I repeat it 100 times and you haven't got it, I have to repeat it. No other way to tell you. Logic is here. We are talking about here. Brilliant. Logic is in your brain. Logic is something that you could teach to animals. And logically, they learn it. Beyond the logic is the passion, is the feeling. You have to feel it. That's the difference. We are talking here about that emotion. And you will get that emotion by practice. For you, all this stuff we are talking about, when you're looking from your logical point of view, we are asking you to do a lot of difficult things and lose a lot of things. Right? Which one do you like? None? Why don't you like it? Because you are looking at it only logically. You don't know the pleasure of it. For you is only the difficulties. Giving up. Giving up that dream of living here forever and giving up of having the power and being the master. This is in all animals, in you too. You have to realize why somebody will become different. You tell me, how Rumi changed, and changed from what to what? You? Say it. Rumi was a logical fellow, a philosopher, name it. He was the symbol of logic, and whoever had a logical question will go to him and will get the answer. And he knows that, he knows the logic. Perfect. Then what? Yes, this is the trick. Shams arrived and taught him that, you silly fellow, what is the use of that logic that you know and you are the master of? What is it? Gaining the power? Having everything? And all of this, right? What's the difference between you and a donkey? A donkey wants to have everything, not to do, and be the master, and have the sex and the food always, right? What is the difference? There is something that you don't understand. What is it? Love. He said, you don't understand love. You have never been a lover because you always tried to be loved. From your childhood, you were a good child and studying and doing everything good because your father was proud of you. Yeah. Isn't this something in you? Do you remember the graduation day? Any graduation day? You were like this. What? That was the end of one part of it. Then the next, right? No. It's achievement. That's the logical one, yes. Trying to be a winner. Are you listening? We are not trying to be a winner. We have chosen the winner. Hap. Which is a quality. It's not one person. It's a quality that we believe in it. We believe in what? have to know it now. Rumi believes in what? Rumi believes in love. Love that Shams showed him. So, when everybody was asking about, okay, teach us, what learn, what have you learned? Do you remember? He said, okay, come and sit down. And for 2 years, he was teaching what? Do you remember? Or not? This is book one. You have to remember it. Always. You know how? How should you remember book one? The way I do. It's not a bizarre stuff. I did it. Just by reading and reading and listening to others and so on. There are obvious two parts of book one. The first part are the stories which one by one by one he is describing the problem of logical fellow. First is that you are not free. You are the servant, pitiful servant of your brain. Whatever this will say, you do. Why? This is a part of you. This is not all of you, is it? That's the main thing. First story, right? Second story said you are just imitating. You are judging everything by looking at it only. That's not enough, especially for human beings. What do you think when you look at her? You look at the face and the physical existence, which is nothing. Really. It was not her choice, and she's trying to change it always. That's it, right? You have to know what's inside. What's the character of that fellow? What's her attitude? Because that's what makes us different. Second part of book two are the solutions. Do you remember what was the solutions? Especially the first one. What was the first solution? You.
Find someone who's father.
Find someone. Someone.